Hello, this is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. In Matthew chapter 1, verse number 6, God showed his disgust with the priest's behavior by speaking about the role of the father in the home or servant toward his master. The father and the master received honor and respect from their sons and servants, but God did not get any respect from his own people, especially the priests. He was their heavenly father, but they did not act like it. Their attitude and service were travesties. As believers, our relationship with God is as sons and servants too. We ought to be giving to the Lord the honor and glory that he is worthy to receive. This is what it means to fear the Lord. We are to glorify him, for he is the King of glory. Now, what are the signs that we no longer fear the Lord? And since to fear the Lord is to hate evil, according to Proverbs 8:13, we need only examine our attitude towards sin. A growing attachment to sin is a sure sign that we are losing our fear of God. This lack of fear will typically manifest itself in several stages. First of all, we cover up sin. We recognize our wrongdoing, and in our shame, we try to hide it. Adam and Eve provide the classic example. After their fall in the garden, they tried to cover themselves with fig leaves. Genesis 3, verse number 7. King David, too, knew the trouble that comes from refusing to confess sins to God and from trying to cover up his iniquity. Psalm 32, verse 5. Concealing sin from the Lord is useless because nothing can be hidden from him. Secondly, we contest or challenge responsibility. When we realize we can't hide our sin from God, the next step is to insist that what we're doing wrong isn't really our fault. Once again, we note the pattern in the Garden of Eden. Adam blamed Eve, Eve blamed the serpent. They both were denying their responsibility for their actions. The more excuses we offer for our disobedience, the further away we drift from the Lord. Thirdly, there's contrition or repentance that's delayed. Once we realize we cannot shift the blame, our next strategy is to put off the day of repentance. We wait until tomorrow to repent, but tomorrow never comes. And lastly, corruption or sin is justified. If we put off repentance long enough, our consciences become seared. Paul spoke of the numbing or hardening effect of sin in 1 Timothy 4:2. The scripture says, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. At this stage, we stop trying to hide our sin. We stop making excuses and cease to delay our reckoning with our wrongs. Instead, we begin to convince ourselves that it isn't really sin after all. We say things like, that's your interpretation of the Bible, but not mine. This has been Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day.